Yes, Morena, Morena. Oh, g'day, mate.
Oh, g'day. Kia ora, my sister. How are you?
Ka pai, my friend, ka pai.
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome.
It is unbelievably awesome. Babe, can you hear echoing or is it just me?
No, I can't hear any echoing on my side.
Awesome sauce. It must be just what's going on with me. Jessamine Perrott, I haven't spoken to in, gosh, I reckon it's about 10 years
At least, at
since
least.
spoken. And so when we actually reconnected on Facebook, I said to her, look, let's first conversation in over a decade and we'll publish it.
My gosh, yeah, amazing.
And now Jess is from Auckland, New Zealand. She has an amazing business which she's going to tell us about, which is, now I'm going to pronounce this wrong, you know that, even with a Kiwi accent. Vida Kodiche, Kodiche?
Yeah.
Partners Limited. What is Vita Kodiche? Can you say it and what it means?
Vita Cadice. It's pretty much just like having a code for an awesome life.
Oh, that is bloody brilliant. And thank you for pronouncing it. The great thing about it is that it's so memorable. But I want to get back to Jess for a minute. Jess is from Auckland, New Zealand. She lives in West Auckland, which is where I met her in Waitakere. She's a Westie. And if you know Westies, you've got to check out a TV show called Outrageous Fortune, which is set in Te Atatū,
Absolutely.
which is around the corner from Massey, where I lived. And she's living there with her partner, Hemi. You two have been together for what, 11 years now?
Yep, 11 years. It'll be coming up 12 next summer. Yeah, summer next year, March next year.
Wowzer, it goes fast. I still remember not long after I met you having such a great conversation with you in the car park, possibly at KFC, that I had the car off, but I left my lights on and my battery ran flat because I was so engrossed in talking to you.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is a fantastic memory you've got there,
My memory's pretty subjective, to be honest, but I remember how you made me feel. Speaking of which, for the first time in 8 years last night, I had KFC, and I tell you, New Zealand KFC's better, much better than American KFC.
Wow. It's still a phenomenon going strong here.
Totally. We import and we export it to the islands. But considering that you are in the health and wellness space, we should probably move. And Jade and Tane are 14 and 16 now. Oh, wow.
They have, really grown up fast, as kids do, time flies. So there, Jade is at the moment going to Epsom. And Tane is at Liston, although because we've been in lockdown for the last, well, it's coming up three and a half months now. They haven't kind of been at school. There's been a big shift for them.
So they're at home with you and Hemi, right?
No, they're at home with mum and Hemi. Actually, at the moment, he's in Western Australia, working in the mines.
Oh, I remember something like that. That's a tough life. How often can he come home? He probably
Not
can't.
at the moment.
The mandatory home.
Sorry for the beeps when they pop up there, my little notifications.
No, not a problem. Yeah, because Auckland's as we record this on October 26, Auckland's got MIQ, which is basically mandatory quarantine for 2 weeks, and if you are back into the country, which Kiwis are, so on the very short breaks that he'd get, he'd have to spend a chunk of it locked up in a hotel.
So it doesn't fit in with his current work roster at the moment, which he's working 3 weeks away on site, and he has 1 week off. Prior to him taking up the contract, there wasn't any mandatory quarantine, and there was kind of like open flights. They called them green zones. And so, yeah, it would have been fine. But however, now that we've come into lockdown, he can't come back for those weeks off that he has each month.
Oh, bloody hell, babe, that sucks.
So we're kind of hoping that things will be shifting and changing over here in terms of the mandatory quarantine and a little bit of flexibility around the borders between here and Australia so that we can possibly look at him being able to come back in December, maybe around Christmas, when his company that he's working for actually shuts down.
Because I heard there's going to be a big announcement today because I really want to come home and fed, but it the mandatory quarantine or not. And Australia, of course, has been on lockdown for so long. But I'm guessing him is so isolated, it doesn't really apply so much to him.
You're right there, Erin. Because he's in Western Australia, which is way, you know, on the other side, it's kind of away from where all of the red zones are, what they're being called now, like Victoria and New South Wales. They were kind of, you know, kind of like the hot areas, you could say. So Western Australia on the other side, they're not in lockdown. They're basically at level zero. Everyone's just getting on with it. So yeah, it's quite different for him being over there, almost like living in what we used to have normal kind of, you know, lifestyle. But over here, and over the other side of Australia, it's still a little bit different. But you're right, Melbourne has just come out, I think, on the weekend, just gone.
Wowza. What's what? Because you're right, New Zealand was living its best life. We're at the stage now, you know, we're getting vaccinated, we're still wearing masks, etc. But Auckland plunged back down into a really high level of lockdown. Man, you must miss the gym.
Oh man, you are reading my mind and my heart right now. Yes, absolutely missing the gym. It's so hard because that's like my sanity. That's my release. That's my kind of like my fix. It helps keep me normal. It helps keep me function as who I believe I am, kind of thing, you know what I mean? And when you can't have that release, it's really difficult.
It's also, it's not only great for your body, but mental health, and it's
Absolutely.
important for meditation and stress. I even remember working out. I'm pretty sure T and I worked out with you two a couple of times. I remember trying to run up and down stairs and
We're kind of in like a level 3.2.567 89. I don't know what it is.
the hell does that
We're kind of it's like level 3, but at the moment you are allowed to have up to 10 people, kind of if you wanted to, at your house, still masked and social distanced, and people gyms are kind of starting to have kind of like mini little boot camp type things, with the maximum of 10 people, which I've seen. There's a few F45s that are doing that now, but not all gyms have liability insurance to be able to train people out in car parks and parks, so it's still quite limited if you can get to your gym and in a boot camp style kind of workout, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, totally. That's rough. Well, hopefully there'll be good news in the announcement today. So I saw on your I think it was Facebook, it said you've got lockdown brain and a lockdown coat. What is a lockdown coat?
Lockdown coat is kind of like you know, when you just have a little bit of extra weight hanging around.
Oh, we call it COVID-19 pounds.
Oh, yeah, same thing, yeah. So, yeah, as much as I've been getting out and doing my walks as much as I can and sort of kind of like doing my own kind of fitness in my own little spot in the local park, it really, at least it's something. It is still quite different to working at the gym, you know, with your friends and everyone, you know, encouraging each other. And but, yeah, that's sort of all we can do at the moment.
When I came to the States, I knew I was going to find the winter rough because I'd had two summers back to back. So I hired a personal trainer because there's the accountability and being at the gym, seeing other people work out, it really, really helped. There's nothing that getting fitter can't improve, seriously. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think, like, for me, that was, like, outside of my business, which, as you mentioned, is in health and wellness, I'm also studying to be a personal trainer.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I just love helping people find what their healthy is for them. I love, you know, encouraging people to just move their body a little bit each day, you know, and help people get out of our sedentary lifestyles that we're so enveloped in these days, and just really promoting, trying to live as well as we can.
Absolutely. And it doesn't, I mean, you can start with absolutely no level of fitness. It's
yes.
Any kind of movement, because I think a lot of people get intimidated when they go to a gym. But even just taking a gentle walk, I mean, it's about starting where you are, right?
Yep, absolutely, 100%. Absolutely right, yep.
Hey, can you tell us, I just want to circle back to, I also saw this time last year when New Zealand was living its best life, were you at an event with like 40,000 people, or was that a virtual event?
That might have been a virtual event that I was in UPW with Tony Robbins.
Oh, I know that. He's a
yes.
Yeah, he's really well known over here. That makes a lot more sense. I was thinking there's not that many places in New Zealand or Auckland that you can put 40,000 people.
You're right, yeah. So, yeah, that was the incredible Unleash Your Power Within with Tony Robbins. And that was a nearly four-day online virtual event with over 40,000 people from around the world. And it was incredible. Was that the one where Hemi and I were doing snowflakes at Aotea Square?
I think it was. Yes.
Yeah, that was actually, no, sorry, I'm mistaken. Although I did do Unleash the Power Within with Tony Robbins, the one that had the snowflakes that you're talking about, that was a massive online network marketing kind of conference, same kind of thing, that we were at. And that was one of the challenges that we had to do. It was kind of helping us get out of, our limiting beliefs and getting out of what people care, you know, worry about what you're doing. So we had to go and do these little snowflake star things somewhere in a public place.
Oh, I love that. Tim Ferriss has a thing in his the 4-hour work week, where he wants you just to go and lie down in the middle of a street.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool.
Because you're right, there's nothing like a planking in public or starting to get out of your comfort zone. I love the fact that you and I have both worked really hard on mindset. And so it sounds like you enjoyed Tony. Was there any takeaway? What did you enjoy most?
I think one of the biggest things that was a takeaway that he's, I mean, everything that he coaches and teaches us is just amazing. He's such a beautiful, beautiful man and has such a big heart. But him teaching that how to change your state, like your physiological state, changes your energy. And one thing that he's incredibly good at his events is making it like a party. Like there's music, there's dancing, there's you know, people just being in the moment and shifting their energy and completely changing from perhaps sitting over slunched, you know what I mean, and maybe a little bit of a low vibration, to being up, jumping around, dancing like you've never danced before. And it really does help shift your energy. And that was something that I really took away, was how we are in control of the vibration that we have and our energy that we have. And I've been doing it a lot, really, in this, you know, the last few months in lockdown, really been mindful of how I need to shift my energy. So I'll get outside and I'll go for a walk, or I'll get up out of my chair and just walk outside, put my hand on my heart and bring my breathing back, and or listen to like a cool song that I love, you know, just stuff like that where I can really change my energy.
I love, well, I didn't realize we were so aligned in so many ways over the last 10 years. I wanted to see Tony when he was in Australia, but couldn't afford it at the time. And I actually got to see him live. He made a guest appearance here in Seattle. And I knew him just for that. And it was exactly like a dance party. And there is nothing like a song to lift you up. And of course, your posture and reconnecting with yourself. So yeah, I listened to a lot of his tapes, and it got me through a time when I really needed that. I follow other people now, but he really did get me through a dark time, for which I really will be grateful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey, you must be missing Hemi. I mean, do you live, you're on your own?
Yeah, on my own. And I was thinking about it this morning. I'm physically alone, but I actually feel very connected and closer to him than ever, despite him being miles and miles physically away, if you know what I mean, because we're both on such an awesome self-evolvement pathway, where we're both really getting into the core of who we are and really learning to embrace everything that comes and celebrate everything that comes. And the more we are, I guess, how do you say, like in love with ourselves, the more love you feel for those around you, despite whether they're physically next to you or on the other side of the world. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, wow, geez. Yeah. But how incredible to have a partner, you know, where you both are on that journey, because it's so easy to grow apart and relationships take work. You have to have connection at all levels. But I'm so happy for you two. That is absolutely incredible.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's funnily enough, the physical time that we have had apart, we have actually learned so much about ourselves. During this time, it's actually brought us even closer together, you know, in that heart vibration, because you know, like I was just talking with a friend yesterday, and there's so much external noise going on with all of this lockdown, pandemic restrictions, you're vaxxed, you're not, you know, so many different things. But at the heart of it, all we want is just to be connected and to be loved. Do you know what I mean? Like, I really was having difficulty kind of grasping the disconnect that's happening collectively, like here and in the wider world. And yeah, I really just really focus on love, because that's really at the heart of it. What we all are yearning for is to be loved, be seen, be heard. And yeah,
that's exactly what Oprah says. Another one, hallowed be O name.
Yes,
humans want to be seen, heard, and understood. For me, I think it comes down to unconditional acceptance.
Yeah.
I am, you know, accepting me. I've got friends who love me without any condition. I try the same back, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying condone bad behavior, but.
No, it's not what it is.
No.
Saying.
No, yeah. I mean, keep your boundaries. I mean, boundaries are a beautiful thing, but just accepting somebody for who they are and loving them regardless.
Yeah. Hand on heart. Yeah.
Bit of bathing to do, but we're working on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, another thing I think that we both have in common is we both believe in the power of gratitude.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of the things that has really shifted my whole perspective on life and where we are at. And speaking of gratitude, you know, I could be sitting here saying, oh my gosh, like, you know, poo-pooing how Hemi can't come home at the moment, but yet had we not had this time apart, we wouldn't have been focusing so much on healing our hearts and having that self-evolvement and that growth and personal development. So how can I not be grateful for that? Do you know what I mean? There is abundance of everything everywhere. And yes, you're so right. Gratitude is such a beautiful vibration to have and practice.
One of my favorite mantras is there is enough time, money, and love.
Yeah.
And there's been a ton of lockdown divorces. So I think you actually. Might have sidestepped that.
So are you guys in lockdown yourselves at the moment, or are you free flowing out there? Or
it's different state by state, and I'm not informed. Okay. I'm really just focused on me and my world, to contribute to make it a better place, right? But
I can understand.
Right now, I've just had surgery on both feet.
Have you?
So I'm in bed with my legs up and the dog snoring at the foot of the bed. But I'm not going anywhere, so I'm pretty much safe. Apart, because the only person I really see is my husband. But I'm vaccinated. He's vaccinated. And everybody we know is vaccinated. We don't have contact with people who aren't vaccinated. There's varying opinions. There's people here who don't want to get vaccinated, and that's an interesting conversation in itself. But if I go out, I wear a mask. With other friends, if a friend does come over to visit, we have the option to put on a mask or keep 6 feet away. Our house has cracks in the windows because it's so old that there's plenty of ventilation. Nigel's gone back to work. I forgot this time last year when I had the other foot surgery, he was bloody well working from home. So I use Alexa, drop in on his office and get a cup of tea when I wanted, or get the dog.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's a little different this time around.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gone back and he's working in the office. They're all vaccinated and regular tests and things. It's very common among my friends to have regular COVID tests. For example, I went away to Palm Springs for 4 days with my friends, and we all had COVID tests before we went down. I had one when I got back because of surgery. It's really easy to get COVID tests here. So
yes, that's great.
Oh, it's really great. So Jo, my sister, she's managed to get her second vaccination. Mum and Dad have had theirs. youngest nephew is 10, so he still can't get vaccinated.
Right.
What about Tane and Jade?
Yes, they're done. Their mum, Tanya, is done. Hemi's getting done, I think, when he flies out to, from camp to Perth for his week off. And I'm sort of still floating around waiting to get mine done.
Yes, will you get on to it? Seriously, woman.
Yeah, I've just kind of been laying low and sticking to my me, myself and I bubble kind of thing.
Well, you're certainly not exactly at a high risk for contamination. I'm sure reasons, babe, but I'll have to come home in February, so get vaccinated for that, will you?
Yes, definitely.
Hey, I want to talk about your business, VITACODICE Partners Limited. Tell me about that. Okay, I'm gonna read this a little bit, which I found, which is awesome. So nice to hear somebody who doesn't have an accent. Because everybody says to me, I've got an accent. It's like, no, I'm not the one with the accent.
Yeah.
So get this. This helps small business owners and savvy entrepreneurs build their online presence through a unique all-in-one marketing platform. She helps busy, motivated men and women, stay-at-home mums, anyone who's hungry for a change. I love that, hungry for change. Willing to create more time in their lives and earn extra income from home. We're all happy about that. Also looking to link arms. Oh, man, I love that, Jess, with men and women who want to empower others and make a positive impact in people's lives. You're looking for humans that are passionate, love to laugh, love a laugh, that's a good Kiwi speak there, aspire for a greater cause and who don't take themselves too seriously. I've never read a coaching bio like that, and it is bloody awesome. Jess also says we are.
Thank you.
She wants to live her best life. I can say me too. By helping others live theirs so we can all leave a legacy worth remembering and a planet better off as well, right?
Absolutely.
So how did this evolve? Is it still wellness? Because you're talking about marketing and coaching.
Yeah. It's kind of, kind of like a two-pronged kind of thing. But last year, my background has always kind of been in administration. And I apologise for all the little beeps that are coming through.
They're kind of cute.
So my background's always been in admin. Pretty much anything admin was me. And I was just doing the 9-to-5 daily grind, as we do. You know, that's what we know. We grow up, we know. You just go out and you get a job, and I was going through the motions and not really enjoying it, to be honest. I kind of always had this thing in the back of my mind that there's got to be something else out there, but I'll keep doing this. It's a job, it's paying the bills, the people I work with are pretty cool. I don't want to go through interviews again, and I'll just stick it out and be done with it kind of thing. And but I sort of didn't realize that I was just in a perpetuating cycle of stress, and that was working long hours, staying late, starting early, not having any breaks, eating lunch at my desk, just kind of like rolling with the motions of responsibilities growing and growing, and trying to juggle, so many things at once. And it just ended up taking a physical, emotional, and mental toll on me that it had physiological effects on my body. And I just said to him, look, I can't do it anymore. Let's go traveling. So it was like from one extreme to the other. And he said, cool, okay, let's go and do some traveling. So we thought, let's put this travel trip together and So we planned a sort of 5 month kind of excursion, America, Southeast Asia, a bit of Australia dotted in there.
What?
Yeah. And so he left his job. I left my job. We packed up everything, chucked it in a container. We quit the lease on our house at the time. And we were due to fly out on the 21st of March. And that was on the, I think that was a Monday from memory. And by that stage, flights that we had been booking were slowly getting cancelled one by one by one by one. And the final one was we were meant to be flying out on the Monday from Auckland to Sydney. And then we were going to go from Sydney over to Thailand. And on the Monday morning, we heard that Thailand was shutting down their airports unless you had $100,000 worth of medical cover that was going to cover you for COVID and you had a negative test. So that was us done. Like we couldn't leave. And then on the Wednesday of that week, we went into level 4 lockdown. And so we never got to go on our travels. But so we had our suitcases because we were ready to fly out pretty much, and everything else was just locked away. Fortunately, we were visiting my mum to say goodbye. So with our suitcases, we just ended up staying there. And so that was very fortunate. And then, of course, you know, last year happened. And my friend who I used to go to the gym with, F45 in New Lynn, before we left, she sort of asked me if I would take a look at this sort of business opportunity in health and wellness. And I said, oh, nah, it's not the right time. You know, we're going traveling. I'll look at it later. She was like, cool, no worries. I was like, "Ooh, sweet." and then, obviously, you know, the months carried on, lockdown carried on, and we were still at my mum's. That was like June, July last year. And it still seems like such a lifetime away. And then she asked me again, and I was still in denial, even, you know, when was that, March, like 4 months later, I was still in denial that the world was going to go back to how it was. Everything was going to go back to normal. We were still going to be able to eventually leave and go on our travels. And we were planning on parking ourselves permanently again in Australia after the travels. And I said, nah, it's not the right time now. I'll look at it when I get to Aussie. So I kind of, you know, pushed it away again. And but really, I was kind of a little bit scared because I didn't know where or what was happening. And I didn't know what I was going to be doing. I didn't know if we were still going to be going to Aussie. You know, it was just a mixed bag of unknowns. And so anyway, lockdown continued until October-ish last year. And then we met up again, and when we could finally get out in public, I think it was like level 2 at that stage. And we just met up again, and I said to him, you know what? I don't know if I really want to go back to a 9-to-5 job and go back to all of that stress and be chained to an office sort of lifestyle again. And I said, imagine how awesome it would be if we could have something of our own. And if we, if we could help our friends and family, and if we could help people find what their healthy is and help them with these beautiful products that we've been, you know, presented with as an opportunity, why don't we see what it's all about? So we ended up trying the products, and it really just changed our whole perspective on how we were eating, what our kind of whole lifestyle was. And we kind of thought that we were pretty good because, you know, we went to the gym regularly. We ate pretty well during the weeks. But when we tried these products, it was just a whole different new spectrum, like a whole new source of energy. And that kind of is what sparked me to really immerse myself in this incredible industry, and really focus on really getting myself healthy the best way that I can, so that I can help others be their best version of their healthy as well.
We have to be an example. We have to be action, not promotion. But what products, babe?
They are, so I'm a independent consultant with Arbonne.
Oh.
And they are, they've been around for over 40 years. And I didn't even realize, like since 1980, I was like seven. And so since 1980, they have been 100% certified vegan and plant-based. And I just thought, for a company to for one withstand time for over 40 years, for one, two, in the health and wellness industry, but to be in that space now that a lot of companies are kind of jumping on, you know, being a part of, you know, plant-based. And, you know, like I know over here in Auckland, there's so many vegan cafes, and there's lots of different versions of, you know, vegan and plant-based stuff coming out now. And for them to have been in that space for that length of time, it was just, wow, this is awesome. And so the other kind of part to your question around helping people with their marketing and stuff like that is, it's kind of another side of it. I partnered with another company who's actually based out of Canada, and last year they were one of the top 10 startup companies to come out of Canada. You may or may not have heard of them. Nowsight. It's Nowsite.
Thanks. I'm having a quick look.
The
perfect marketing. Watch us build your website, the perfect online marketing solutions. Cool.
Yeah. So that wasn't specifically for, you know, people who wanted to be a part of the Arbonne world necessarily, but that for me, because the landscape of the world and how we sort of do business now changed so much, to me, being able to help brick and mortar businesses get an online presence, to help PTs get an online presence, to help plumbers get an online presence, or any business that sorry, that's my alarm.
It's kind of cute.
To be able to help any small business, any entrepreneur get an online presence, I thought, wow, this is a pretty awesome tool. It's a one-stop shop that people can use to help them in this ever-changing landscape. You know what I mean?
What a great way to combine health and wellness, because you've had to promote yourself. You're an independent consultant. You have to market yourself as a brand. So you've got what you know about wellness. I mean, 40 years ago, nobody knew what health and wellness was, let alone the planet or green or anything. Or anything like a coach or a life coach or anything. I mean, that's so they, I see why you're passionate about Arbonne, which is ARBONNE, just in case people are listening. But talk to Jess about that, Jessamine. She's on LinkedIn, Jessamine Perrett. That's PERRETT, or just check the show notes. And then you combine that with NowSite, the Canadian startup. So you're able to not only teach people how to be healthy, whether they're plumbers or small owners, but you can also show them how to grow their business. That's a hell of a niche.
Yeah, I just and particularly like for Hemi, because as you know, like he's he's the tradie guy, he's a electrician, and for him, being in that tradie world, there a lot of the big companies, despite being big, folded because, you know, they can't get supplies, they're losing contracts, you know, people are in lockdown. And so it has meant that a lot of people have had to change the way that they're looking at getting income now. And so it's meant that, they either are having to forego what they were doing before, or go out and start up business on their own, or, you know, just find other ways to try and market themselves, or get, you know what I mean, get more broaden their exposure and their client base.
I don't think we're ever going to go back to fully in real life or fully online. I see the online space continuing to grow, but even the brick and mortars are going to have to go hybrid. But COVID has just completely changed the way we interact with the world. We've all gone online. And for small business, like if you're a tradie, I mean, talk about COVID is also so many of us have pivoted. Pivot. I mean, I hate to think what's going on with small business in New Zealand. I know they're helping out, but mum's hairdresser has been shut for 3 months. I mean, how are they surviving?
I know, it's just, and one of my good friends, she's a hairdresser, and the government is helping out with, you know, wage subsidies, and for some people it's barely enough for them to just cover their living expenses. It's
not to thrive on, is it?
No, it's not. But
I mean, I get it. Money doesn't grow on trees, and the government money comes from, it has to come from somewhere. It's not like being manifested out of thin air, but
yeah,
that must be tough.
Yes,
But anyway, sorry, back to you. So amazing niche, helping people that pivot, helping people that are now having to take their business online or even go in a new career direction. Plus with COVID, health and wellness. I mean, so many isolated, stuck in their home, comfort eating, unable to get exercise, especially on extreme lockdown.
Yeah.
Unable to get people healthy and well so they can actually have the energy to create a thriving business. It's bloody brilliant.
Yeah, and it's like, and you touched on it before, Erin, where you said, where you mentioned mindset. And that is such a, it's like one of the main pillars that we need to make sure we get right is how we are in our mind. And at this day and age where we all are trying to navigate our way through, if our mind is in spaces that aren't serving us and aren't promoting us as being the best version of how we're showing up each day, then it affects everything. It affects what you want to eat, like you say, comfort eating. If I'm not feeling good and I want to, you know, pick myself up or get a little rush from some chocolate, you know, people were sitting on the couch eating Cheetos and chocolate and vegging out on Netflix, but that's it's, you know, might be all right once in a while, but if you fall into that space all the time, it's something that's not serving us.
No, and you've got to have the right mindset or you just don't get out of bed.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, speaking of comfort food, which is in small doses, I miss crunchy bars. I miss I miss pineapple lumps. I miss cream. I miss brandy snaps. I miss Leamingtons.
Have you, speaking of all of those amazing goodies that you can get here, have you found some incredible, you know, substitutes that you've fallen in love with there, over there now?
Nah, sorry, Americans, nothing beats cream. Toffee pops, give me toffee pops. Middly a lot of the Cadbury's. I mean, hey, that's kind of British. No, of course, there's awesome, there is awesome American food, but I think it's just I'm homesick right now. So,
yeah, it's tough, eh?
That's where my mind's going. Sorry, America. Mm. Yes, you have a lot of amazing things to offer. Yes, I will come up with a nut pod. I tell you what I love here, nut pods. I have nut pods in my coffee. It's a combination of almond and coconut milk, and it's divine.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
It absolutely is. And we've got this chain store over here called Whole Foods, which it's also sometimes known as Whole Paycheck. But can find any kind of food you want here. The first time I walked onto an American supermarket, I had to go outside and blow into a paper bag because I was hyperventilating. They are so large.
You can go to
the cereal aisle for days.
Oh, my gosh.
A bit different from the Countdown and the Wadifari. Getting off food onto more important things. What's the best way to contact you if people want to find out more?
They can message me on Instagram. Or they can, what's the best way? Send me an email.
What's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram is my first name, Jessamine. So JESSAMINE _ Renee, RENE. That's just my middle name. Jessamine Renee.
And what about the email?
My email is my first name, Jessamine, and then my surname, Perrett, PERRETT, @gmail.com.
Oh, brilliant. Or you can contact me and I'll connect you with Jess as well. Man, so much has changed in 10 years. If you told me 10 years ago, I mean, I had a vision board, right? I did create a around about 2013, but if you told me I was going to end up in America, married for the first time at 48, how the hell did that happen?
how incredible. Like, tell me what a day in the life of Erin looks like now.
Oh, wow.
It's a normal day.
I have such a quality life, babe. I mean, today's not a typical day because, hello, foot surgery, but I work for myself. I've got autonomy. I've got creative freedom. I see the water from every window in my house. My husband's awesome. My French bulldog is incredibly spoiled. I spend a lot of time at the pre-COVID, obviously, it was meeting friends. Now I spend a lot of time online. I did tap dancing. Next year, I'm going to take trapeze lessons. The only thing I miss is I would love to be able to click my fingers and be next to my sister instantaneously. I miss my sister dreadfully, but I have such an amazing life full of abundance and prosperity and autonomy and creativity and support.
It's beautiful.
I loved my life 10 years ago and I was in a really good situation and I was with a wonderful person and there was a lot of great things going on, but this is like 10x, seriously. Yeah.
Amazing. And that's a Grant Cardone term. Are you familiar with Mr. Cardone?
Nah, tell me more.
Oh, no, just 10x, 10x in everything.
Oh, I will look at you. Babe, this was so cool. I know we'll connect again.
Absolutely.
Man, and it's just so nice to hear your voice. I'm so glad you reached out. It was.
Yeah, I am too. And it is awesome to hear you again as well. And like you say, like the last 10, 11 years, it has flown by. But I'm so happy that you are living your best life. And I'm so glad that we've connected again. And this has been amazing. It's been amazing.
Mate, I think it was meant to be. There's a lot of alignment going on here.
Definitely.
Well, sending lots and lots of unconditional aroha. And please,
Oh,
I'd love to.
that's beautiful. And right back to you.
Give my love to hear me, babe.
I will. Love to you. Have an
Bye.
awesome evening.
You too. Haere ra.
Haere rā.